I'm very grateful to George Eliot for that, for those, you know, her very thoughtful poem that includes that line, "Command exists but with obedience." See, we have to take in what Karl Popper just said, that what these power-mad folk did was to lie to their children. That these young people that they have, and themselves as they were young, as they were inculcated with this philosophy, Plato's philosophy, it wasn't presented to them as propaganda that was created to cement their rule in place. No, it was presented to them as real, as actual, that they were actually in possession of this higher dialectical knowledge that the rest of the populace didn't. They were actually taught to believe that. This is why I say they cannot be reasoned with. It is so deeply embedded in their psyches, this notion that they are superior beings. And their attachment to their fathers is why they can't let it go. But it is irrelevant because it is such a tiny number of folk, but they have amassed massive means because they have been planning. They work together. It shows the power of working together. It's our turn now. Now that we see that con, see the game, see their deep, deep psychological disturbance, so that there's no mystery why the earth is in such trouble right now, while there's been such massive genocide and destruction, and you know, there is no mystery about it once we understand that there has been conscious planning behind it. They deeply, deeply have contempt for their brothers and sisters, to say the least. I guess you could say misanthropic. I would. All right, let's turn to our reading. We're reading from Marx's 18th Brumaire and Emmanuel Wallerstein's The Modern World System 4. And the more I'm into this book, the more interesting I find it, this whole notion of exposing these guys, but in a way that is very subtle. And I'm pondering that subtlety. Emmanuel Wallerstein's The Modern World System 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant, 1789 to 1914. We're reading them in order to see the origins of the modern centralist bureaucratic nation state in the fixed determination of statesmen to repress us, we the people. It is a new invention, this nation state, with no less devastating effects for being so. And so long as it lasts, it, these global statesmen, will forestall our growth, our right to express our infinite expansiveness. It's important that we get clear as we design our education work with the broader community on this notion of progress, given that it is their core propaganda. It's their raison d'etre and self-justification. Let's keep in mind Kropotkin's carefully thought through, his lifelong practice of carefully thinking through analysis. I encourage folks to download the Kropotkin PDF that I'm posting to the blog page, and I change the draft number as I correct errors and add more text. Recall he said, and this shows, the whole essay from which this was excerpted shows, and this was Modern Science again, Modern Science and Anarchism, shows that he was very much attuned to the propaganda they would use to control us. The two principal ones being Bentham's greatest happiness principle and the power delivers progress ideology. And that he was attuned as well to there being a possible tool here in the U.S. in our right as a people to pursue happiness. Quote from Peter Kropotkin. We see progress in the we, and he's using the we to refer to those. And I hate to use the word anarchism because, I'm sorry, Peter, but it's been so co-opted that those concepts and ideologies that are threatening to power, they jump on right away. And what is called anarchism today is completely unrecognizable. So just as I would not use the word socialism to describe our future freedom, neither would I use anarchism. Let's just call it freedom and define freedom every time we use the word. As freedom to grow our gifts limitlessly, freedom to be self-creative, freedom to... it's based in freedom from necessity. You know, we're going to have to spell everything out the way these guys co-opt our language when we start to gain a little bit of traction with our brothers and sisters and explaining things, you know, about how we got in this mess and that the language that they give us has been poisoned. So by we, let's think of we who want our freedom. We who want our own energy, human energy, for our own use, to help each other globally. No bosses, no leaders. Plato in the trash bin, where he has long been needed to be. All right, maybe I shouldn't put him in the trash bin. Who knows? There may be some folk who are deeply, what's the right word? Soothed by reading him. Let them. Just don't put any political power in their hands, please. Quote, we seek progress in the fullest emancipation of the individual from the authority of the state, in the greatest development of individual initiative. And think about this for next week. What would allow the greatest development of individual initiative? See, because we have to, because look around, you're not going to see it around us. So we have to think beyond what we have experience with in this system and go back to that experience we had in utero. So what would allow for that full expansiveness that we are born with and then gets stomped on, sat on, suppressed? So we see progress in the fullest emancipation of the individual from the authority of the state, in the greatest development of individual initiative, and in the limitation of all the governmental functions, but surely not in their extension. The march forward in political institutions appears to us to consist in abolishing, in the first place, the state authority which has fixed itself upon society and which now tries to extend its functions more and more. And in the second place, in allowing the broadest possible development for the principle of free agreement, and in acknowledging the independence of all possible associations formed for definite ends, embracing in their federations the whole of society. The life of society itself we understand not as something complete and rigid, but as something never perfect, something ever striving for new forms and ever changing these forms in accordance with the needs of the time. This is what life is in nature. Another person whose tireless contribution is just, it's a treasure beyond measure. Priceless. Thank you, Peter. Continuing with Peter, such a conception of human progress and of what we think desirable in the future, what, in our opinion, can increase the sum of happiness, leads us inevitably to our own special tactics in the struggle. It induces us to strive for the greatest possible development of personal initiative in every individual and group, and to secure unity of action, not through discipline, but through the unity of aims and the mutual confidence which never fail to develop when a great number of persons have consciously embraced some common idea. And that's unquote from Peter Kropotkin, his essay, Modern Science and Anarchism. And as we think more about this, I believe the truth of it will become obvious, as well as why the power mad use the tactic of infiltration to destroy our mutual confidence. There is no progress overall unless there is the self-development of our gifts as individuals, which cannot happen while the state is sucking on them, sitting on us, on them. It's been 100 years plus since we were given these words by Peter Kropotkin, and the left has been missing in action and intentionally suppressed. It's time for each one of us to assume the leadership.